Selby Gargoyle experiences the fire of 1906. We perch, arch, spout, rooted to the spot, unaware our stony stair is missing wickedness above, for he comes and catches us at our repose. Old Nick, the destroyer, a-leaping and larking across the abbey roof, sparks flying from his hooves, licking the slates clean of God's good rain. He comes again, to burn us all to hell. Some of us recall an age before when the brothers wept at what he left behind in Selby, then repaired, restored, rededicated to our Lord. But he has come again to undo us, crept upon us in this heavy night. The waxing moon casts no light, but his forked tongue flickers with flame. He cackles, and the clumsy timbers let loose their slates, spit out their nails and see them slide. Naked now they blister black and die, as the dark demon turns his back and reaches for the ridges. The lead, let's go, swoons and pours, white hot silver streams over stupefied stone. We are alight. The spoiler, prince of the power of the air, draws breath, and we hold ours tight. Then he exhales, and his rancid breath swirls, curls, coils tight around our necks, then blows furiously out the windows. He has no patience for coloured glass. It cannot outlast his fury at man's disloyalty. He casts a shadow of ash that catches us coughing, spluttering, gasping, retching, too high to crawl, too low to fly, we wait. The tower loses its grip and tumbles its bells down, down, clanging and banging to the floor below, where they lie stricken, silenced. A weak dawn reveals the sun of the morning, the sun of wickedness, grinning, guffawing at the hubris of man. At an abbey, the wealthiest in Yorkshire, falling prey to fire again, and we hear his voice hammering in our apotropaic brains. Useless follies, let thyselves fall. Where are thy brothers now? I am the angel of the bottomless pit, and ye shall heed my call. Centuries of stillness have frozen our blood, but we hear it now, sputtering within, ache deeply as our haunches crack back to life, poised, ready to leap into oblivion. When? Laudum Dei, we hear ye, too late. Too far, too few perchance, but approaching, and the wicked one is taken aback. For ye are bringing buckets of tears and water to douse the devil's work. He is agog at this act of God, worked through his devoted followers. Perceives with disgust his fallacy unjust, an abbey, this abbey, Selby, can be burnt and blasted, but evil acts are always outlasted by faith.